Happy New Year, everyone, from Mike and Kim here at The Good Stuff and Jim and Sherry Thompson. Want to wish you a very happy new year and prosperous 2024. Glad to have the Tri-State Livestock News along with us. Maybe you need to combine that with your morning cup of coffee. They're packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine could get a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And wishing you safe driving during these holidays as we wrap it up today with WW Tire Service. 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. They tell you Happy New Year. Also, Happy New Year from Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, it's what ranchers read. Happy holidays from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find them on Facebook. Follow at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. I guess Happy Holidays pretty much runs up to Happy New Year.
That's right. We're down to the New Year's holiday, and then the next thing will be Valentine's Day, right?
I know. It's now officially 2024.
We do have Groundhog Day coming up in there.
Oh, that's so, right.
Yeah, that's not that far away now. I have something for grandparents today. These are kind of humorous, and maybe if you're a grandparent out there, you'll relate, or a parent. This is just called Grandparents, and I don't know the author, but says she was in the bathroom putting on her makeup under the watchful eyes of her young granddaughter, as she'd done many times before. After she had applied her lipstick and started to leave, the little one said, "Well, wait a minute, Grandma, you forgot to kiss the toilet paper goodbye. I will probably never put lipstick on again without thinking about kissing the toilet paper goodbye."
That is hilarious. That is so funny. You know, women don't blot lipstick anymore.
They don't.
Yeah, that's very funny.
My young grandson called the other day to wish me a happy birthday. He asked me how old I was and said, I said 62. My grandson was quiet for a moment. Then he replied, "Did you start at one?" Took a long time to get here.
Yeah, no kidding.
After putting her grandchildren to bed, a grandmother changed into old slacks and a droopy blouse and proceeded to wash her hair. As she heard the children getting more and more rambunctious, her patience grew a little bit thin. Finally, she threw a towel around her head, stormed into their room, putting them back to bed, and a stern warning. As she left the room, she heard the 3-year-old say, with a trembling voice, "Who was that?" One more of those for grandparents. A grandmother was telling her little granddaughter what her own childhood was like. "We used to skate outside on a pond. I had a swing made from a tire. It hung from a tree in our front yard. We rode our pony. We picked wild raspberries in the woods." The little girl was wide-eyed, taking this all in. At last, she said, "Wow, I sure wish I could have got to know you sooner."
Oh,
that'll touch your heart here to start off 2024.
No kidding.
Of those on future editions of the Good Stuff program. But Kim, what do you have to share with us?
Well, I have a couple of just one-liners for the fun of it. So my dad gave up smoking cold turkey for New Year's. He's doing better now, but he's still coughing up feathers.
turkeys are hard to smoke that way.
Yeah, that's right. Why do you need a jeweler on New Year's Eve?
I could guess you'd have to ring in the new year.
Yes, you did it. You did it. Good job. What do snowmen like to do on New Year's Eve?
I don't know what snowmen like to do any day, but I'm not sure.
They like to chill out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Last year, I was able to keep all of my New Year's resolutions tucked away in a journal on my bookshelf.
It's a good place for them there.
That's right. What do you call someone who says they know all the words to Auld Lang Syne?
I don't think anybody knows all the words, do they?
A liar.
Maybe some artists out there and musicians do.
Yeah, possibly. What did the chef make for his New Year's dinner?
Oh, boy, it was probably really, really good. I hope it was pie.
New Year's filet.
New Year's filet.
New York.
New York filet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Took me a minute.
I know. It wasn't quite as funny as it could have been. I made a New Year's resolution to drink more water. So far, I've only gotten as far as drink more.
That got stalled out on that one.
Yep. Okay, here's the last one. Youth is when you're allowed to stay up late on New Year's Eve. Middle age is when you're forced to. And I think our age is when you don't have to anymore. You can just go to bed.
We've changed things to get together with friends on New Year's Day and then go home, go to bed. There's no goal to make it to midnight.
Nope.
We hope that everyone out there in our listening audience are patronizing your local radio stations and look forward to sharing more on the good stuff in the year of 2024. Happy New Year from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.